Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to City of the Divine, Level 3, Session 5, March 13th, the year 2018. Wow. Well, anyway, good evening and welcome back. We are certainly pleased to have you back with us. And we hope February was a super month, like it was for everybody. And we hope it was for everybody. Now, John has a short announcement that she'd like to mention about some kind of thing that happens every quarter, is it, I guess? Eclipse of some kind or something?
No.
No. Spring equinox? It's something
That's
like
that. That's it. Okay. There you go. I hope everybody got the emails that were sent out announcing that we are going to have a spring equinox call on next Monday, the 19th, at 8 o'clock. It had the call-in number. Actually, it's the same call-in number as the Archangel number. So I hope you can join us in this event. Jana will be co-hosting with us, and Lord Metatron will be with us to talk about the flowering that takes place in the spring and what we can expect. So you're all invited, and it's open to anyone who'd like to attend. So hope you will be with us.
Even me?
Even you. I'll let you come.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very sweet of you. Any other announcements? That's
nope.
It, huh?
That's
okay.
It.
Well. So, to get started, this evening, we'll, of course, start with a centering meditation, followed by a short review of last month's message. And after that, we will have the second visit from our dear, wonderful friend, El Moria, he'll have a Q&A session. And he will close the evening with an energetic meditation. So, now, if you will all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel to start us off with our sending meditation.
As you take a deep breath, just relax into the centeredness of your heart. Let go of all the thoughts and the events of the day and just be very present in this beautiful collective consciousness that we have created together. Greetings. It is I, Gabriel. I have come in the light of who I am, receiving the light of who you are, beautiful beings. Delighted to be within our crucible of light together again. So as we gather tonight, let us focus on the heart chakra. We haven't done that in a long time, and I think it's very appropriate that we focus our attention there. As you focus your attention, notice that beautiful blue sapphire tetrahedron that influences that chakra and lifts it up to a fifth dimensional functioning as it spins and it spins. There is the presence within your heart chakra. That beautiful green coating that represents the undifferentiated love of Source from which you were created. Feel the expansiveness of that green coating, the energetics of it, and how it is impacting your emotions. notice the influence again of that blue star tetrahedron that raises it into the frequency range, not just to fifth dimension, but sixth and seventh. Feel the love that is within this chakra. It is important that you gather that love and direct it to you, receiving that source love in the fullness from which it is given. Feel the expansiveness of that state of consciousness. Begin to recognize how it influences every action, every creation, every intent that you have in those creations. What a massive energetic that is available to you. Visit this space often, reminding yourself of that beautiful source love that is intended just for you. Be in a state of gratitude and receive it fully, filling yourself up at every level, especially in your emotions. Continue to receive what is given. And know it is always there, just for you, for your divine expression in this life. So that all may see your beauty and your glory as we archangels see it. So that you can mirror to them their own beauty that is so unique. Now, in this state of being, in this state that you have created in your mental, emotional body, let us proceed in tonight's teaching.
Thank you, Gabriel, for our wonderful start to the evening. You always do such a wonderful job, and which we appreciate. Thank you. Now, as requested by Almoria, we're going to have a little short review of our last session when he was our special guest. He came as the overseer of the Ray of Will and Power. He is not, of course, a normal guest, but felt it was appropriate timing for his visit. Now, this is often misunderstood, especially for those who've had to navigate physical existence in third dimension. Now that you've risen and are capable of navigating at more than one dimension, from fifth, sixth, to seventh, it is appropriate that he came to be with us periodically in the coming months so that we can understand now in our state of consciousness exactly what will and power is. In the third dimension, which is founded in fear and separation, and therefore exhibits a lot of the importance of power and dominance over others, regardless of the impact that dominance has at the individual level. It has caused much destruction year after year, lifetime after lifetime, as you navigated through the third dimension. It caused great karmic repercussions that are now being taken care of and removed. As you enter into fourth dimension, where you realize you had a choice, and where you began to realize that there was something more that you were not seeing in yourself, and that you were taught and nurtured along the way by many masters, by many archangels, to begin to appreciate and love yourself, as well as to love others. How Yeshua took on an embodiment to teach this to humanity, but often was unsuccessful because of the power structure that was embedded in that third dimensional consciousness at the time. But he was successful in planting the seeds of a different kind of power. Through the many initiations that he took, he learned the importance of the nine-body system and the importance of the sovereignty over the first three bodies in the physical. So, this has to be understood at a different level, and you are capable of this. Your neurology has been changed, so you are able to process the complexities of which he spoke about. Sovereignty is far different than power over. Sovereignty is where you have a domain over your physical expression, that you realize that this is a vehicle from which you navigate the earthly realms. But you also have the realization of the different levels of the physical body. The etheric body is a very important body, as it holds the chakra system and the consciousness that is available in the chakra systems. So in that sovereignty, you can draw from that consciousness and direct it into the physical cellular system where you begin to upgrade those cells. A prime example of that is when you learned about the second triad and how to compress light and direct it into the cells of the body, into the blood system, where you liquefied that light, and when you created a liquid and directed it into the body so that the body could be filled with that light, you drew forth the golden nectar and you brought it into the body. You directed it into the cellular system, into the organs of the body, to restore it to a more healthful and vibrant condition. This is sovereignty. This is not power over, but is creating with it, drawing forth from the higher aspect of source energy, drawing forth into that second triad to create a state of being that reflects the light that you were created in. This is where you begin to have sovereignty over the human body and raise it into the fifth dimension. Now, the second part of what he discussed with us is sovereignty over the mental emotional, and you have worked with this body in many different ways, in many different teachings, so that you not only have choice in the thoughts that you think and the feelings that you feel, but you are more conscious of where those thoughts originated from and how they created an emotion that put them into a dynamic expression and into your life experience. Now, when you began to pay attention to the thoughts that you thought and the feelings that you felt, and you chose wisely, this is where you began to have sovereignty over the mental emotional body, so that you could begin to draw from the energy of the oversoul. You could begin to draw from the Christ consciousness of the Christ that oversoul. As you created thought, as you created emotions, to experience life on earth in the fifth dimension. And oh, what an exciting experience that has been for all of us in one way or another. Now, he also wanted to draw our attention to the last session that we had, the community call, where they suggested to us that we might want to discuss power and what that meant to us. They were so pleased, the masters, that not one of us talked about power in any way, shape, or form from a third dimensional or fourth dimensional state of consciousness. We talked about how we were experiencing power differently and what that meant to us. There was no hint whatsoever in dominance or going out into the world to evangelize and have everybody think the way you think or be the same as you. But it was tempered with the love of your heart, the love of your sacred heart consciousness. So within that power and that will, there was the grace of the element of love. And next they wanted to go into the second system of the body, the causal body, which is composed of the oversoul, the Christ the oversoul, and the beginning awareness of the Christ in mind. This is where we began to remember those master implants. But did you know that this causal body also contains an iteration of the mental emotional body that is orchestrated by the oversoul and the Christ oversoul and the beginning stages of the Christ in mind, so that it becomes easier for you to think the thoughts, feelings, and of the causal body more directly and with integrity. It becomes less of a strain to keep track of every thought that you think. It now becomes a state of consciousness that you are very aware of as you navigate your daily life. This is sovereignty. It is power, Christ power, and the will is the will of source. It is where your will rises out of that third chakra, through the heart, through the sacred heart, and merges in the throat chakra with the will of source forever to be united in the truth of who you are, so that you never ever waver and that you never ever forget. So this power is the power that he speaks of. This is the will that he speaks of, that divine will that is a remarkable iteration of you as the individual Christ of being, as the individual spirit who came into human form to create on a Christed planet, and you are moving very quickly in this direction. So, they are very pleased that you are so often to be this next seeding of the divine image, where the will and power of the Christ, the will of the power of you, is united with the will of source and orchestrated through the integrity of the element of love. This many voiced in many ways in your community call. Recognize where you have come from and where you are at this moment, so that each day in your daily life, irregardless of what is occurring in your environment, and how sometimes you must struggle to maintain the integrity of yourself in the workplace, when many in that place have no clue what the right use of will and power is, or what integrity is, as they create in their daily lives. But you can be and set that example. There is no need to judge them. There is only the need to hold your center in who you are. Now at that point, Amoria, open the session for all to discuss what we all felt about his message. He also stated that he didn't very often get the opportunity to be with us. With the ideas that he had just presented to us, plus questions about those topics, he felt it was a good time to have an open discussion. He then told us that this would be just the first of a two-part series. So he will be meeting with us again this evening. After you have had a chance to integrate this and to sit with it privately, individually, and absorb it more completely. This was his basic message from last month. And now we can move on to tonight's program. Now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our wonderful friend Amoria for his second in his two-part series.
Greetings. It is I, Elmoria. I am the presence of the first ray of will and power. Before we proceed this evening in our discussion, I would like to clarify some confusion that seems to have come about by my statement about the first ray of will and power. As you remember from the teachings of the creative rays, that there are various rays beside the creative rays, and they were all intended for the same purpose, and that intention is to create and fulfill Christ consciousness on earth. So there are seven ascension rays that are very much related to and part of the rays of creation. They are overseen by masters of light who have had physical experiences and ascended into a fuller Christ consciousness and into the coherence of the source energy of their being. The first of those seven ascension rays are, of course, will and power, and they are overseen by myself, Elmoria. The second ray, ascension ray, is love and wisdom. And it is overseen by Master Kutumi and Yeshua. It holds the role of a master teacher of Christ consciousness. The third ray is a ray of divine intelligence, and it is overseen by Paul the Venetian. The fourth ascension ray is ascension through discipline and harmony, orchestrated and overseen by Serapis Bay. The fifth ray, ascension ray, is healing, knowledge, and truth, overseen by Master Hilarion. The sixth is idealism and devotion, overseen by Lady Nada. And the seventh is a ray of transmutation, overseen by Saint Germain. Understand, these rays work very coherently with the rays of creation and provide physical changes and experiences to bring about Christ consciousness as you create on the earthly realms. So I wanted to clarify that so that you understood that they serve a vital role. In our last session, one of the participants asked if will and power was related to the first and second rays of creation. And, of course, they are. It is. So each one of these ascension rays relates to various aspects of the creative rays. So let's continue now with a further discussion of will and power and how it applies to the escalation of consciousness and the stabilization of the fifth dimension within each one of you. And we talked about this in the last session and the need for sovereignty over the physical bodies. In this session, I'd like to talk about what is required to establish the full stabilization of fifth dimension. And you've been working on this for the last 2 years since you recovered the light templates of the fifth dimensional light templates from the time lock. What is needed in this teaching is to help you understand what disrupts that stabilization of the fifth dimension because of a lack of understanding and integration of the ray of will and power. Our primary focus will relate to the mental-emotional body of the physical bodies. These bodies, of course, as you know, consist of the physical body, the etheric body, and the mental-emotional body. The use of power and will affects the stability of the mental-emotional body of the third dimension, which, as you know, is a very stable dimension. And it helps individuals arrive at a fourth-dimensional consciousness where they begin to realize that they have choice in their creation. As you transition into that fifth-dimensional state, it's important that you are aware of the things that can disrupt that stability of the fifth-dimensional light template that you have worked so diligently to install. This happens through the influence of the physical ego and the belief system that's held in the mental-emotional body of the physical body. The primary belief of the third dimension, as you know, is that you are your physical body and are separate from others and from Prime Creator. But you now understand that you are a divine emanation of spirit. Much has changed because of the last two crystal conferences. Light templates of the fifth, the sixth, and seventh dimensions were retrieved from time locks where they have been held since the decline of consciousness. These light templates were made usable in the physical body through the direction of great teachers of light. There were a lot of changes in the energetic complexities of the body because of the presence of these light templates. The electromagnetic field was altered substantially when the fourth triad was activated. When your consciousness was at a state that fourth triad could be activated. And because of that activation, your brain had the capability to process complex thought coming from your higher mind, universal mind, and the Christed mind. There was a level in the causal body that was activated. And the eighth chakra, as well as the oversoul, descended into the body. And it now resides in your sacred heart. You are capable of drawing direction from your Christed oversoul, as well as from the beginning stages of the Christed mind. These things are very important for you to recognize. You have achieved so much in the last 2 years since you retrieved those light templates from the time locks. One of the things that I'd like to discuss with you is some specifics on exactly what disrupts the stability of the fifth dimensional consciousness and limits your ability to be consistently precise in your creations. With that, I would like to discuss the ego. You are aware that the ego is in the state of transformation. The ego affects the mental-emotional body of the physical experience. It affects the chakra system, the energetic system, and the physical body itself. Did you know that? Were you aware of that? At the fall of consciousness, the ego began to take a role in the communication to the three levels of the physical body. Its purpose was to protect the body and lead you to care for it because it was necessary for you to experience life on Earth. It was always based in that third dimensional template of separation and fear and began to transmit this in its communication through the mental emotional body. And you can also see how it affected the first three chakras. We do not want to destroy that ego because it has great value to the physical body. We want you to have authority over the ego as the individual spirit that you are. It takes your awareness as well as your tenacity to accomplish this. Your spirit must use its divine power and will to use the ego as a representative of your divine image. Every generation of humans receives an encoding and basic belief system from the previous generation through the DNA. You can see how limiting that is, especially when there are only two or three strands of DNA available to you. The encrypting of the body becomes and creates habitual behavior patterns. These are intertwined with the mental-emotional body. Now we're speaking of third dimension here. We're not speaking of the fifth dimension where you most often navigate. When you begin to change your consciousness, you are required to upgrade the mental-emotional patterns that come from the genetic typical patterning. You have done much of this through the rays of creation and changed many of these 3D characteristics. You have done well and created many, many changes within yourself. Now what is needed is a more complete comprehension of how to create dominion over your mental-emotional body as your physical body, as well as your physical body. There is a continual question that often arises within many of you. You question how you can operate in a coherent fifth-dimensional state, follow the directions of your oversoul, as you create most often. Then all of a sudden, you fall out of that fifth-dimensional consciousness. It takes your divine will and power to get back on track. And I'm sure you've noticed that, but you didn't equate it with will and power so much as it just felt like it took a lot of energy and a lot of work to get back on track. Sometimes not. It was just in reorganizing the way you thought about something. You are on a perfect path to see how you use your will and power to bring yourself back into your fifth dimensional expression. This helps you to create new programs, light patterns, and habits in the physical, mental, emotional body. You create sovereignty over your physical body And this leads you into an awareness that you are capable of drawing the necessary light templates to you from your causal body, which carries a more refined state of consciousness. And you begin to be aware of yourself as soul spirit more and more. It's not so elusive. This gives you confidence to use your will and power effectively as that fifth dimensional being. Much has been written about the fallen ego, and we want to encourage you to create your authority over that ego and transform it so it comes under the direction of the soul spirit. This is not dominance over the mental emotional body, where you do not allow yourself to feel your feelings, or you shut down your thoughts, create a diversion so you don't have to think. It is where you discern what voice is guiding you. The mental emotional body is a vast and important component of the creation process. You can see clearly when the ego voice is accurate and directs you to take care of yourself. It is in the discernment process that you know what is motivating the ego's presence. Notice how it affects your thoughts and feelings. Is it causing a reaction in fear? Or is there an intent to create an image of better than or knowing all the answers? This always comes from the insecurity of the fallen ego state. The ego's motives are also very important. Notice when they are interfering with the peace and harmony of your fifth dimensional state. A perfect venue for observing the various functions of the ego is in relationships. This is where anomalies most often surface. When relationships become challenging, pay attention. You are about to learn something about yourself. Notice when you are overreacting in a relationship. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? Are you feeling empowered? Or are you insecure? Where is the ego presence in the relationship? And what state of consciousness is it communicating? You can learn so much from relationships. Keep in mind the 3D ego always has to have an identity through an image that it creates. There's always a specific motivation or intention that it creates in order to have authority in the mental emotional body. This has to be understood. In the last meeting, we had a discussion about the difference between sovereignty, where you direct your life expression from your divine state, or whether you have strict control over it. This is rigid. And from this state, you limit your feelings. You limit the amount of love that you give and the amount of love that you will hold for yourself. There's another topic that I'd like to discuss with you in relationship to this. I want to discuss forgiveness because this is often misunderstood. True forgiveness is releasing the event or the reaction to it from your energetic system. Now take note of that. True forgiveness is releasing the event or the reaction to it from your energetic system. You don't have to approve of any offense that you experienced, as this offense was most often created from that lower mental emotional body of the third dimensional ego. Forgiveness is not in the action of the event, but in the awareness of the ignorance of the miscreation that was possibly created out of fear. Do not continue to process your reaction to the offense. In this way, you continue to feel the pain of it in your pain body. It's not easy to release your reaction or the pain. This is because there has been a fracture created in your mental, emotional body. Now, what do you do about that? You go into your heart chakra. Amazing that Gabriel led you there this evening. Look at the function of that chakra. Is the self-love present? Do you have a conscious awareness of your value and your divinity? If there is an interruption in the energetics of that chakra, notice that. Forgiveness of self is needed. This is not from the belief that you did something wrong, but simply that you missed the mark in maintaining the full love of self and others. It's that simple. Begin to heal the disruption within you and reestablish the coherent function of that fourth chakra. That's a primary step right there. Draw from the consciousness of the Sacred Heart, the undifferentiated light and love energy that's yours to experience at any time. Reinforce the energy of Christ consciousness and the presence of your Oversoul consciousness. Again, these are simple steps to take when you are dealing with a temporary fracture. Do not allow it to become a permanent fracture that keeps you in reaction from the lower aspects of a third dimensional ego. Use your divine will and power to remove all the energetic cords of that particular event, so that you will not use the reaction from that event and from your memory of a particular experience. Often what happens, dear ones, is that in a relationship or just any time, something surfaces that reminds you of a previous hurt or event where you felt disempowered happens. And it is more, the reaction to that is more intense than it needs to be, because you are drawing from the memory of a previous fracture. So it's important that you deal with the offense or the reaction from the energetic level and remove it so that you can move on in your life experience without having those fractures in the mental emotional body. And this happens because you use your power to change the energetics of such anomalies. See the perfection of yourself as soul spirit. In order to completely release the energetic reaction, you have to see the truth that is in it. Perhaps it was someone's perception and didn't necessarily represent you at all. Now, if the interference in the relationship has validity, you have to be willing to recognize it. The courage and the honesty in yourself can help you arrive at this awareness. So if you have a challenge in a relationship and you see that there is some validity in whatever is being created to challenge you, that perhaps you could be more compassionate, or perhaps you could be more receptive to the needs of another, then have the courage to see that you could make a difference in that relationship just by changing the way you operate within it, using the element of love. In this way, you can create through your divine will and power and change the relationship and fill it with love, respect, and harmony. To continually process the hurt or the wound in the emotions keeps the energy very stable in your emotional energy, and it keeps you in the individual judgment of the individual that caused the disturbance in the first place. And of course, you know, judgment does not serve you at all. It's important for you to review in the next few weeks some components of the ego. This is not to be taken lightly if you are to achieve that sovereignty that is needed in the mental-emotional body and guard against creating more fractures within it. You must raise your consciousness to the influence of that fifth-dimensional mental-emotional body that is present in the causal body, where you choose your thoughts and your emotions, and you direct them from your oversoul. When you ignore the wounding and you push it away, this is another thing that you need to recognize. When you ignore it, or you make believe that it didn't exist, it still is present, and it will come back in a more intense way. So you have to be proactive here in the elimination of that anomaly, the wounding or the miscreation of some sort, and actually energetically remove it from your system. Recognize that it's important to stay in present time and not continually refer to past events. This isn't going to serve you, because most often past events are created either in that third or fourth dimension. So they are not good reference points. Each one of you are divine individual creators. Each one will have different experiences, and no two will be alike. The areas that require your focused attention will vary from individual to individual. You are all unique. This doesn't mean that you can't draw from the support of certain group interactions, because after all, that is also a form of relationship. So do have these relationships, these meetings, from that higher state of consciousness. And don't focus on a consistent review of certain anomalies that have occurred from past events. But stay in the present. Stay in the focus of your divine image. And use the will and power to create a more extensive, conscious divine image as you create in the earthly realm. Now, dear ones, I'd like to open this for a question and answer or just conversation to where it would benefit you for me to expand on what I've just talked about. It's important that we know how you receive these teachings and what difficulties that you have in applying them. Just as you listen to us, we listen to you, and we can organize our teachings in a better way that serves you most. So, now, dear ones, let's have a short discussion where you can ask any questions you might have.
This is Sharka. Hi, El Maria.
Hello.
I want to share that awareness which I have gained from the last session with being connected with this will and power. I have noticed humility in me. I believe it has something to do with change of my ego. And it's with great love and humility. However, I also want to have a question how to deal with this repeated, I believe that I have released a lot of anomalies by using all those techniques and tools. However, there is one which comes back often, and it's difficult to kind of get myself back on neutrality. And it is about some kind of a depression which is based on fear of losing my loved ones. And then another one where I struggle to keep my neutrality when I see an animal suffer. So these are, if you can please comment on that. If I need more will and power, I'm sure to deal with it.
Yes. Well, let's discuss the fear of losing your loved ones. What is that fear based in?
That I will be kind of helpless, I believe.
Yes. And it's also based in a loss that the individual who has left the body ceases to exist or doesn't go on to a life or an experience where they are with that source energy more completely, because they don't have the limitation of the body. Don't mistake that fear of loss with a grief. Now, if it is something, if you have lost a member of your family or someone that was very close to you recently, it takes a while for that grieving process to be completed, because there is that perception of loss of that individual, when in fact they are still very much a part of you, very much present. It's just that they do not any longer have a physical expression. So allow yourself the grieving time, and that will take care of itself. But if the fear stems from long ago and is consistently replicated, this is where we talked about an habitual response to something that creates a fracture in the mental emotional body of the physical body and reverts back to that separation template. Can you see that?
Yes. Actually with me, it was both. I had this fear of losing loved ones from a long time ago, based on the realization that I wanted to live long, so to serve humanity, and I have realized that it would include losing loved ones. And I didn't know how to deal with that, and so I was having this fear in me for a long time, maybe 2 years. And yeah. then I did lose my loved one, and I even thought that maybe I have contributed to it with this fear.
No, you didn't contribute to it. When the body is dropped by an individual, that's a personal choice. That you have nothing to do with that choice.
Okay.
So what you have to recognize here is, from the stance of previous, what you perceive loss of a loved one, your life went on. You continued to create. Yes, you grieved. Yes, you missed their physical presence. But understand that connection is still there. The love between the two of you is still there. Mm-hmm. So when you can understand that, you can understand and release the limitation of that belief and that habit of seeing it as a loss and not just as a different state from which they create.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you the freedom to grow and create in different types of relationships. So there is freedom in releasing that limitation.
Yes.
So now in regards to the animals, it's important that you do not take on their suffering. Recognize that there are those who are ignorant and create a circumstance that causes great suffering to animals that you very much love and respect. They support you and they show you unconditional love. And it's really from a misunderstanding that there are those who are ignorant and create such circumstances. So here is where forgiveness is needed.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the animal does suffer some, but when the body is released, they no longer suffer, and they go back into that collective group consciousness that is always in unconditional love and ready to serve again and again and again.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. In a lot of these things that you are required to change, your thoughts and your emotions, it's just as easy as changing your mind about something that you held in a belief. And beliefs are not always accurate. Nor are they always true. They can be changed. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment or ask a question?
Greetings, Amoria.
Greetings.
This is...
Hello, Joe.
Somebody else is going to speak up. I want to thank you for bringing this teaching, and it explained so many things to me, and there are things that resonated what Yeshua taught in the Course in Miracles, and I never understood one of the things that he said was you are never upset for the reason that you think you are.
Correct.
And I think you explained that when you said that, you know, we already have a fracture in the mental emotional body, and then something happens that just kind of triggers that, and we're reacting to a past event, and I never understood that. So I don't really have a question, but I just thought I'd make that comment, and I wish, you know, it seemed like this could have been taught to us, you know, like when we were kids. It's like, oh my God, that makes perfect sense. I wish I'd have known this a long time ago. But thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
It was a different time. There's a comment I'd like to make on that. You know, we talked about the seven ascension rays. Well, the second ray is one of love and wisdom, and it's overseen by Master Ketumi and Master Yeshua. So this is very much a part. It's not separated. They function very much together when we're talking about will and power, and when we're talking about releasing the energetics of infractions in our relationships. So each one of these rays apply in our life experience and how we experience that life and can come into a more ascended viewpoint of Christ consciousness. So you're very familiar with the teachings of Ketumi and Yeshua, and they've been very beneficial. So they also apply to this will and power teaching and peace that needs to be more fully understood.
Right. I see. And then the forgiveness piece, that really cleared things up quite a bit too, because it's like, you know, I don't have to agree or like what with what happened. I just stop carrying it energetically and stop reacting to it. And
exactly.
So I can have peace. So, yeah, thank you for that piece too.
You're very welcome. Notice how all these pieces fit so precisely in your creative process as you begin to move more into Christ consciousness, and how valuable these various understandings of yourself, the intimate knowledge of you and how you create and how you operate within the world, within relationships, is invaluable in the ascension process.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for your wisdom, your teaching, your love. This is Pat. I wanted to just kind of dovetail on some things that Joe was saying and the others and you, El Muriel, about the fractures. And when we notice that something is amiss, as Joe said, it's not what you think it is, or maybe Yeshua said that. What I have found, and I have found this to be true for myself and within my counseling practice, when someone is really kind of upsetting me, or I feel off and I think I know this isn't what it's about, what I have found is that if I sit within either the crucible or my sacred heart or both, and I kind of allow myself to have one foot very solid in the present, feeling this, trying to figure out what is this distress. And the thing that helps me kind of get out of my head about it a lot is I just begin to scan my body and I say, where do I feel this? And for me, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be that third chakra with power. And then I sit with it longer and I follow that back. Not that I stay in the past, but I follow that back and I say, where did I feel this exactly like this before? Might be something 10 years ago, might be something 10 minutes ago, but that small fracture leads back to a larger fracture just by following the cues of my body, because so often just engaging my brain won't always get me there, but my body seems to while I sit in the presence of the heart. And I was just kind of wondering what you thought of that. That's been successful for me.
It's very excellent because it engages the first four chakras, and that most often, if there are anomalies created by the lower ego, it's within those first four chakras. And so this is where you gain the energetic information, the knowing of the energetics and how it is affecting your body. So the body is a really good communicator of where things have gone awry.
And then when you work with those chakras and create a better energetic coherence, as Gabriel led you in today, just in the chakras, the heart chakra, you can do that in the first chakra where you have insecurities or you have fears of survival or acceptance, whatever it might be. So this is a very accurate way of dealing with reactions and where it affects your physicality, and then it allows you to create the sovereignty within the mental emotional body. So it comes back into a coherent fifth dimensional function that is stable.
Yes, thank you very much. And what I notice is that when that fracture or that charge has been cleared and kind of cleared sort of quickly, that then I recheck the body, and again, the power center with me with the third, it just feels softer. There's not that sharp kind of tension and tightness. It just feels completely relaxed. And then for me, then that feels like, okay, it's done. It's gone, and I feel grateful and continue on. Does that sound like that fits with what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. And the important thing to you to recognize here is you move on. You don't revisit it.
No.
As I have spoken of before, you don't revisit the pain or the infraction. Don't, if you've moved on, move on.
Don't hang on, just keep moving.
Just keep moving.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you so very much.
You are very welcome. Well, dear ones, if there is no more questions and there are no more conversation that you would like to create, we will proceed to closing this session. And I would ask that you review these very important points in the coming days. So if you will take a deep breath, center yourself in the consciousness of your sacred heart. And notice the presence of the divine mind, universal mind. Notice the presence of your oversoul. Notice the wisdom and the knowledge that is within those parts of you, within that consciousness of your sacred heart. So, now, direct your attention into your third chakra, that individual power center that had been, notice past tense here, had been orchestrated and dominated by the fallen ego. To help you survive. But unfortunately, at the expense of instilling fear within your consciousness. As you have risen into a different state of consciousness of fifth dimension, also notice now
the presence of that personal will and power and how it is used not to dominate, but to direct your creations through your mental, emotional body. The power of the emotions puts the movement into the creation. So as that third chakra is now operating in more coherency, notice how it's spinning and spinning in that coherency. And the brilliant yellow that reflects Christ consciousness that is derived from that state of awareness of universal mind as it relates to your physicality, the wisdom of that mind. Now bring that fifth dimensional will, personal will and power, into the fourth chakra and merge it with the undifferentiated love that is present there. So the will is continually influenced by the element of love, and it empowers it even more so. Now move into the fifth chakra, the throat chakra, and merge it with the divine will of Source, pure Christ consciousness, pure Christ creativeness. Notice your ability in this merging state, in this merged state, how you are able to see the overview in many relationships, in many interactions. And you are able to see the truth of what is exhibited in your life experience from the perspective of the divine Christed consciousness of Source. That only wills that you have that consciousness for your very own as you experience your individual divineness on planet Earth, as you create with power and strength, tenacity and precision. And the truth is always fully available to you through that merged state of the fourth and the fifth, the third, the fourth, and the fifth chakras. Sit in this state of consciousness and receive the energetics of the chakra system. Through the first triad that is based in love. Through the second triad that is a creative force with the ability to use the undifferentiated light streaming from that 11th chakra. and the third triad, where the crown remains open and receptive, but yet transmits the purity of Christ consciousness. Where your third eye and the pineal and the medulla center are connected and part of that third triad, as well as the second and the first, all contributing to the coherency of your energetic system. And that fourth triad, which helps you create a different electromagnetic field of your physicality. This also affects your mental emotional body. But most importantly, it affects the neurology, the ability to process and understand the complexities of Christ consciousness, the ability to co-create with Source in precision. And most importantly, as we close, see your beautiful image of the divine and the light that is so brilliantly visible within your energetic system. The beauty of you. Never forget to notice the beauty of you as that divine image. Blessings, dear ones, blessings.